Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Here back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week I got an email, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit later on the show, where, again, one of my listeners hates her job, hates her boss, is working in a toxic environment, and doesn't know how to get out, you know, because she's got kids to support. She's a single mom. And, okay, a lot of us have hated our boss. A lot of us hate our jobs. And it stinks. I mean, I'm very, very fortunate to be doing what I'm doing. I mean, I love radio, and I love my network, and I love, you know, my telemedicine job, and I love all the other things I'm doing. And I've been very fortunate. But, yeah, I've had real jerk bosses. I've had just, I just can't even believe some of the personalities I've had to work with, and that really kind of, you know, really kind of ate your insides out. It was just, you just felt bad being around them. And, you know, I think we've all been in situations where we don't like our job. Boo-hoo. All right? But some of you take it to another level where you really, really hate your job, or you really, really hate your life, and you're contemplating suicide. And if I could offer any bit of advice, and I give advice, but this is new advice for those of you that have been listening to me a little while longer, is go to a high school reunion. I just got back from mine, and it was not what I expected. As you guys know, I had been contemplating not going. I didn't hear from anybody because it really wasn't the school I graduated from. I graduated from another school that I had to move to my senior year, so that was kind of the school I graduated from, but it wasn't the school I bonded with. School I bonded with was the one that I went to 2 years of the four different high schools I went to. So I was kind of dreading it because I'm like, you know, my memory's going. I'm not going to remember people. I'm not the weight I used to be. I'm older. All these people look successful online. All these people look skinny. None of them look like they have lines or saggy breasts or, you know, a rotting IUD. Well, my IUD isn't rotting, but you know what? And you know, I'm like, I don't want to feel bad. You know, I love my life. I love where I'm at. Whoever bullied me in high school, who cares? I forgive them. You know, in my religion, we're supposed to forgive and love and, you know, not, you know, just, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But I went. I went because I wanted to see some of my friends, et cetera. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be a weenie. You know, I'm going to face my fears. Okay, so maybe I'm not exactly where I want to be. Maybe I don't look the way I need to be. Maybe, you know, I have to face that I'm middle-aged. Just do it and don't be a weenie. And what was very interesting about this reunion, and I had gone to Chaparral High in, I went to Shadow Mountain, Saguaro, and Chaparral in Scottsdale in Phoenix, Arizona. And I had pretty much grown up poor, except we had a couple good years. And those couple good years allowed me to go to this one school district that had, well, it was all Maricopa County school district, but a school such as Chaparral. So a lot of those people I went to school with were rich, okay? I mean, I wasn't, but they were rich. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there, and I don't really care about that, but I'm just going to hear bragging. I'm going to hear, and I didn't. In fact, and maybe it's because I'm a doctor, in fact, I got a lot of unloading, and people just told me stuff that was, you know, pretty personal and pretty real. And, you know, I look around and I go, okay, you know, they're like me. I have issues. I had to deal with stuff. They had to deal with stuff. You know, whether it was being robbed or being assaulted or a fire or losing a job or losing a loved one or, you know, and you just kind of found out that, okay, this is real life, and what I have is really, really good. And if I have a bad day, don't be, you know, hating. Don't start to lose your faith. Bad days happen. And so I guess the piece of advice I want to give you guys is get off social media. Shut down the Facebook. Shut down the Twitter. Shut down the Instagram. And go to a class reunion. Or go and see these people for real. Because the majority of them dyed their hair. The majority of them did plastic surgery. The majority of them were not of the ideal weight. They did not have that fancy job or that sugar daddy or whatever you expected that them to do. Not that I would ever want a sugar daddy. I can make my own money. Thank you. But I, you know, they were real and I loved them. I mean, oh my God, people who I thought I wouldn't even want to see again, they were cool. Even one who, oh my gosh, she was such a witch in high school. Even she was cool. And you know, I forget that when I see these people who I've never seen in person, you know, in this decade or the previous decade, and it's been 30 some years, and then all of a sudden you see realism in their lives, it just shows you that we are too ingrained to a fantasy picture and a fantasy world every time we go online. And you're never going to feel like you like your job because you're going to see these other people's jobs. And they look like they're traveling to Paris or they look like whatever. They have a crap job also. Okay, they're not traveling to Paris for their job. Right? Or if they are, it's not what you think it is. Life isn't what you think it is online. And, okay, so let's talk about this. You hate your job and you hate your boss. You have a boss that you can't stand. Well, that's the way it is. Bosses suck. Okay? I mean, I wanted to be the coolest boss. I will bet you anything that people would rather I not be there than there. It doesn't matter how cool I am because I'm the boss. All right? And if they want to get away with something, they don't want to do it in front of me. So, you know, if you do have a boss that you can't stand and you fear and you're getting anxious and you don't like your job, start looking for another job. Life is too short. You don't have to put up with anything you don't want to put up with. You might not make the same amount of money. But, you know, you have options. Start your own business. Work two part-time jobs. Uber, Lyft, I don't care. But life is too short. And if you really don't like where you're at and your only choice is depression or suicide, one, get counseling. Hands down. But two, all right, get real. Don't go online. Don't listen to what your social media followers are saying. See people in person. And then you kind of realize, wait a second. Okay, that's normal life. And maybe I have it better than I think. 1-877, that's Alex.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back, Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm going to be frank. All right, I was never super duper skinny in school, all right, and with the kids. But I was a pretty good weight. And I had low body fat, and I exercised a lot. But, you know, with size 10 feet, I'm not going to look like a size 2. And, you know, I got some curves, right? So I'm not going to look like I could model, right, where you kind of have to be really, really skinny and kind of flat-chested. But I was, you know, yes, I had more fat cells and probably more estrogen than other people, which could have predisposed me to gaining weight. But I was never obese. Never. Never. And I had the kids, lost the baby weight. I was fine. I worked out. I watched what I ate. I liked a soda every now and then. But I did like sweets. But weight, I kept off. No big deal. Then I worked with my mom my mom worked with us, and she noticed that I would be in a better mood when I would drink Coca-Cola. And she would bring me a Coca-Cola so I didn't have to go and get one. I thought that was really nice. And so I would have one Coca-Cola a day, probably for about 3 months. Now, at the same time, I went through some hormone changes, and I was in my 30s. And we thought I might have been getting pregnant or whatever, and I started gaining weight, checked my thyroid. I was having some hot flashes. We didn't really know what was going on. We didn't think I was menopausal or anything like that because I was in my 30s. And then all of a sudden, I gained a hell of a lot of weight in 1 year. Now, to me, even though I'm a big fan of Coca-Cola, and I like having a little bit at the house, so just in case anybody's nauseous, we have it, because I think it works really, really well for anti-nausea. I think back to those few months, and I go, I should have never drank soda, because I never was able to get back to that weight, no matter what I did. And I'm like, how did that happen? Now, it really was the hormones. I'm very, very hormone sensitive, and I gained 60 pounds with my first pregnancy, 40 pounds with the second. No matter how much exercise or how much I watch my calories, you know, when you kind of start tacking on the steroids, and your hormones are steroids, estrogen is steroids, testosterone is steroids, when you start producing more in your body, you're going to gain weight. That's just what happens. But part of me still thinks the soda had something to do with it. And I notice when I don't drink soda, you know, the weight seems to, I don't gain weight as much, I should say. So, University of California, San Francisco stopped selling sodas and sweetened beverages at all its campus facilities back in 2015. And they said employees slimmed down. 70% of the 202 participants in their study saw their waist get small in about 10 months. Now, some of you go, but I don't drink soda, so I'm not going to see my waist go down. Well, if somebody who does and has a large waist, yeah, I think they will notice a difference cutting back soda. They say nearly 70% of people whose workplaces cut out sodas saw their waistline shrink after bans were put into place. About a third of Americans, as you know, are classified as obese. So if you cut out sugar, high-fat foods and drinks, you could possibly prevent heart disease, diabetes. So this new study suggests that making them less available in places that people spend much of their time, like at the work office, can hopefully get you to maybe not drink them. Now, why is it addictive? Well, this is interesting, okay? CNN talks about why soda is so addictive. They say a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola has 39 grams of sugar. Oh, it is tasty. I love Coca-Cola. I could drink gallons of it. I don't, but I really like the taste. And that's about 10 teaspoons more. That's about 10 teaspoons, I think, we're a day of sugar. Well, that's 10 teaspoons in one Coke. And we're only supposed to have no more than 1 teaspoon a day of sugar. But they say it triggers a brain chemical called dopamine, which we've talked about on the show, in a region known as the nucleus accumbens. And when you trigger the dopamine, you feel good. So when was it Bill Cosby saying, have a Coke and a smile? It's true. People would smile after having some Coca-Cola. You felt good. According to Dr. Wenk, who is a director of neuroscience at Ohio State University, says the sugar in the drink switch through the brain, you get the dopamine rewarding you, and then the effect of the dopamine surge is gone almost as fast as it arrived, so your brain wants more. They say that the sugar in Coca-Cola could be more rewarding and attractive than cocaine. So then you get more cravings. The more soda you drink, the bigger the reward, and so you want more. Then you also have the caffeine. So there's caffeine, which is also a stimulant. So it speeds up your thinking, also can involve that whole dopamine network, and it's a psychostimulant, caffeine. You know, people like their caffeine. They like their energy drinks. It's their go-to. And so people who, unfortunately, keep triggering that dopamine can put themselves more at addictive risk. So the fizz, they say, can also be addictive. They say carbonation makes any drink more addictive because the bubbles add a little bit of acidity, which, when combined with sugar, intensifies the euphoric reward feeling. Carbonation also has the ability to make sugar take a bit of a back seat, and the bubbles may blunt the sweet taste just enough for you to crave more. Okay, so people say, well, then fine. All right, let's do diet soda. No. Diet soda is artificial sweeteners. Diet soda could be 30 times more sweet than regular Coca-Cola. And so that could be addictive. According to Dr. Masora Kasago, these diet sodas can trigger taste receptors that register the sweetness and expect sugar. So when the brain doesn't get the sugar like it thought it was going to, real sugar, kind of tells you to go out and get some. That's why people who drink diet soda can still gain weight. I know in the 80s, Cindy Crawford looked good and everybody looked good, but nope. And then you have the whole genetic component to it. You have some people that just can get addictive. If there are addictive personalities in your family, you might have an addictive personality. Now, some of you say, well, I'm not addicted to sex, you know, and I'm not addicted to gambling, and I'm addicted. Well, you know, just kind of look at what you do in the day. Is there something you have a religious habit of? So we do have some addictive personalities in my family. One was a gambler, and others were eaters. And so if I look at what am I addicted to, I'm not addicted to caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I might be addicted to my cell phone. You know, I just need to be able to access my mails and my messages and message back. You know, I might be kind of addicted to that. But I've told you, guys, if I see a piece of chocolate, I can't say no to chocolate. Now, I'm not addicted. I don't have to have it every day. But I just can't pass it up. Now, yes, that might not be as devastating as a overeating addiction or a gambling addiction or whatever. But, you know, you might have a little addiction that you don't realize. It could be addicted to porn. You could be addicted to your internet. You could be addicted to, I don't know, watching TV. I don't know. So, maybe banning soda can help. If it's not there, you get used to things without it. You know, if you have to actually work to get that high, you might not put in the work as much. But, you know, I do kind of have a problem with society trying to ban things to prevent you from, you know, doing something. You need to have willpower. You need to have willpower so you don't cheat on your spouse. You have to have willpower so you shut off your computer and go to bed. You have to have willpower saying, I'm going to brush my teeth, or I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to go another 5 minutes, or I'm going to push myself a little harder. You know, and if you don't get that, like we were talking about with these young kids needing bariatric surgery, if you don't get that ingrained that there are things you have to do in life that you don't want to do, but you have to do it, and you just stick to it, you make a goal, and you, you know, commit, you're going to get fat. You're going to become addicted to something. You are going to lose control. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a police conference on Monday in Chicago, President Trump expresses his gratitude to all the men and women in blue.
You don't hear it enough. You do an incredible job. The people of this country know it. And the people of this country love you. You don't hear that from these people back here, but they love you. You don't hear it from the fake news.
The Kincade Fire in Northern California is exploding in size. Cal Fire says the blaze burned 12,000 acres overnight and now covers 66,000 acres in Sonoma County. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm cautious when I say this, but near historic wind event at a scale and scope the likes of which we haven't seen in some time. We've been battling fires all up and down the state now for close to a week.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we know heart disease is the number one killer. Heart disease is very, very common in men and women, usually older. Not very common in a 26-year-old. And apparently a 26-year-old had a heart attack, and they believe, doctors believe it's from his energy drink habit. A young Hispanic man had no significant history, medical history, except maybe he smoked cigarettes for a couple years. That was about it. And apparently he showed up to the emergency room with chest and left arm pain. Now, this case study was reported in Case Reports in Emergency Medicine. Doctors dug deeper, and they found out that his heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen were normal. So they decided to do a catheterization where they would look to see if there was artery blockage. And it turned out that he had one full blockage of one of his arteries, as well as some other abnormalities. So when the doctors kind of interrogated a little bit more, or interviewed him, I should say, to get a little bit more detail as to what the heck could be going on. Turns out he drank 8 to 10 energy drinks a day. That's a problem. I've drunk an energy drink every now and then. I actually like the sugar-free Red Bull. It's a smaller drink than Monster. I think Monster has 2. Let me, I got one right here. I think it's 8.4 fluid ounces. Slick, sleek. You're able to put your hand around it. It's thinner. Makes you feel like you want another one when you're done. Very easy to go through a lot of those. And I tell you one thing I noticed. The days that I drink an energy drink, I get tired about 2, 3 in the afternoon. If I have an energy drink around 9, 10 in the morning, in 4 hours, I'm tired. And I either want to take a nap or I need more caffeine. I end up exercising. I start exercising so I can get the adrenaline going. But I'm not a fan of these energy drinks at all. So the patient said that he would drink any kind of energy drink he could get access to. So it wasn't just one brand. So what ended up happening is he needed a stent placed in the artery to improve the blood flow. And then, you know, kind of similar to what Bernie Sanders had. And then apparently he was able to go home 2 days later. He had to agree to not smoke. He had to agree to not drink any more energy drinks. And from what we understand, he's doing okay. But 8 to 12, that's a problem. And we were just talking about addictions. And I don't think we realize that we could ban soda pop. We could ban vaping. We could ban, I don't know, chocolate. We could ban junk food. People are going to treat themselves. And we all have certain maladies. We all have certain things we want to treat, okay? If I had to choose something, I might want to treat that I get food cravings. I don't get hungry, but I get food cravings. I'll see a commercial. I'll hear about chocolate. I'll see a story about chocolate. Like we just talked about chocolate. I went and found some chocolate and had some. Okay, that's what needs treating. Somebody who doesn't want to get off their butt and exercise, that needs treating. Somebody who's tired, they don't get a good night's sleep. So they end up, you know, needing energy throughout the day. We're not going to solve our problems based on banning things at work. But what we can do is at least educate people. And seeing a 26-year-old have a heart attack because he drank energy drinks. Now, something to me doesn't sound right. I still don't understand why he would have artery clogging to that degree. But then again, he could have high cholesterol, etc. And with energy drinks, you end up with the caffeine having vasoconstriction where you narrow your blood vessels to the heart. So if you did have some artery clogging and then you took a huge amount of caffeine, such as 8 to 10 energy drinks, which is the equivalent to about 8 to 10 cups of coffee, yes, it could mess with you. I told you guys, the reason why energy drinks are never, you know, thrown into the same ring as coffee is because with energy drinks, you could pound one very quickly because they're cool. They're room temperature or they're cold. But when it comes to coffee, it's hot. So you have to sip it and you have to drink it slower. So if you pound that caffeine, it's like a drug and you get a stimulant. All right. Cut back the energy drinks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at Fox News right now, and there's a woman who apparently sustained a pretty bad burn. And it looks like she sustained it on her face. And it wasn't because she had, you know, she was cooking bacon or anything like that. It's because she had a fire or a candle, like a little romantic candle, I guess, near the pillow. And they had rented an Airbnb, and the bedroom caught fire because she had lit this candle near the bed. Unfortunately, it burned her eyelid, cheek, lip, and nose. She goes, I was just trying to make the bedroom feel romantic. Candles are always an easy way of doing that. This is Lucy Edwards, 21 years old. We both totally panicked when we realized the pillow was on fire, leaping off the bed, and somehow the pillow ended up on my face. When Tom passed out on the floor. So her boyfriend passed out right? Now, she's a hairdresser in England, and she said the chaos, or she talked about the chaos, and she thinks that the pillow's melted plastic material stuck to her skin. Her boyfriend was hyperventilating. They ended up going to her boyfriend's dad's house 2 hours later. The dad applied some cream, or she got some cream, went to bed. Well, unfortunately, she had to end up going to the hospital. And now she needs plastic surgery. She's really pretty, too, by the way. It's a shame she had to undergo all that. So, you know, I think romance is fantastic. I think there's a lot of things people, however, do in the bedroom that might, unfortunately, not really be the most safe. Candles near the bed. Well, see, here's the thing. Candles, like, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever done the candle thing with my husband because, you know, I like the lights off, and I think my strength is him not seeing me naked, right? And so I, you know, I'm not going to illuminate any part of that room. So I'm going to want it dark, dark, dark. I don't care if he fantasizes about being with somebody else. I'm totally fine with that. Just don't get turned off by me. So yeah. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know the song, the Cha-Cha Slide, singer DJ Casper? Right, to the left. No. How's that? I can't do the music of the Cha-Cha Slide. But anyway, very famous song. Apparently, he's been dealing with cancer. His name is Willie Perry Jr. He was diagnosed with kidney and liver cancer in 2016. The diagnosis occurred couple years ago, and he said when we found out it was kind of hard because, oh, this is what his wife said, Joyce. He's always been a free-flowing person, so to be stopped in his tracks was difficult for him, but I think he's come to the point now that he's accepted it. Luckily, he's in remission. And he did the cha-cha. We don't really know the source of the liver and kidney cancer, if they were primaries or if they were metastatic. Unfortunately, liver and kidney cancer is serious stuff, but for him to be in remission, that's fantastic. But I bring this up, and they don't give us an age, but he looks like he's in his, you know, 60s, is we have the ability now to treat some of the most vicious cancers. And to see somebody like him be able to be in remission when he has two deadly cancers is pretty heartwarming. So I'd love to know his secret. Hopefully we get more. I'd like to get him on the show, interview him, but, you know, find out exactly what he did. I keep getting asked about Alex Trebek. How's he always doing? There's a lot of rumors out there. Be very, very careful with the fake news. From what we understand, he's undergoing treatment. Yes, we don't know the future of Jeopardy, but, you know, there's a lot of rumors that he's preparing to die. Please don't listen to those, okay? Send in prayers. Do you think Alex Trebek can fight this? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while I was in and out of town, barely some big events happened, including al-Baghdadi's suicide. And unfortunately, he dragged 3 children in with him and killed himself as we raided and wanted to fight ISIS by getting the leader, obviously. And it was one of Trump's very solemn announcements this weekend before he went to Game 5 of the World Series. When he was there, however, he was booed, from what we're told. I didn't see the World Series, but apparently he was booed. And they claim that some even said, lock him up. What I find, though, pretty admirable is Senator Coons, who's a Democrat from Delaware, actually criticized people for doing that. Good for him. He said, well, forgive me. I'm enough of a sort of traditionalist about our institutions that even at a time when there is a lot that our president does that I find disturbing, offensive, unconventional, I have a hard time with the idea of a crowd on a globally televised sporting event chanting lock him up about our president. Kuhn said that on CNN's New Day. He says, I frankly think the office of the president deserves respect even when the actions of our president don't. Now, you might not agree with everything he says there, but this was an issue I had, whether it was Obama in office, whether it was Bush in office, Bill Clinton in office, or Trump. All right? They're our president, and other countries and people are watching. And when you have people make fun of our presidents the way they have, or, I don't know, have a naked Donald Trump in a, you know, in a business square or something, or, you know, memes and all that. I get the whole freedom of speech, and we should be able to be allowed to criticize our leaders. But criticizing and disrespecting are two different things. They really are. I could criticize, let's say, a boss I have. And I could say, look, you know, I wouldn't do it this way. When you do this, X, Y, and Z can happen. You know, I think you need to, you know, oversee some of your other staff members because they're goofing off. And I think you need to, you know, prioritize what we need to get done because I think we're falling behind. And so those are critiques. That's criticism. Saying you're a jerk and you need to go to jail, that's disrespectful. And so, I don't want there to be a law, trust me, we don't need any more laws, okay? I think, you know, we already have this country going communistic as we speak. But, you know, the idea that we can very publicly disrespect our president, and not only is it okay, but it is televised all over. Right, where people can see this and, you know, hear it, etc. But that's what we do this day and age now. We have progressed so far, and some people will agree with that progression, that we can very easily make fun of our president, make jokes about him in TV shows, etc. And, you know, nothing happens, which we want. Trust me, I don't want anything to happen. But we've almost started to make it such a habit that people think it's okay. Bashing Trump is supposed to be the new normal. You know, I was kind of in an arena where people thought that, you know, they were among the majority where they could sit there and bash Trump. And you heard, you know, things being said, and, you know, I was kind of like, you just never know who's listening. Some people might not agree with you. And that's okay. You could criticize or whatever. But, you know, kids do this too. And don't you want kids to look at a pilot, a doctor, a police officer, a firefighter, a politician with respect? Now people would say, well, Dr. Dahlia, that person needs to earn their respect. Police officer needs to earn their respect. I'm sorry, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that puts their life on the line every day earns mine. The military needs to earn your respect. Military does. Again, anybody willing to put their life on the line for this country, they've got my respect. President. Anybody willing, whether it's Obama, Bush, Clinton, Trump, anybody willing to dedicate their life to public service and lead this country, I will show respect to. I might disagree with what they're doing. I might think they're a jerk. I might think some of the laws they pass are some of the stupidest laws possible. But they're still our president. And once we lose, you know, things that put us above animals, like showing respect, you know, understanding authority, you know, appreciating, you know, that we have differences, we become animals. So I even though Kuhn's basically insults Trump left and right, he still says that, you know, we still need to show respect. And I actually agree with that. He says crowds in Washington would feel a lot of animus towards our president, even though he didn't support the chants and the boos. He understands why that happens. And I understand why people don't like, I mean, oh my gosh, I don't know who's going to be president next term. If it's going to be a socialist, if it's going to be a communist, if it's going to be, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, or if it's going to be Trump, which is very unsettling for a lot of us. But just, people remember, okay? Just remember, this is all a game. Politics are a game. When Trump tweets, it's very calculated. He's not just winging it. A man like that who has made his billions and was able to win the office of presidency has scalpel precision moves. Let me just tell you. All right? And what also blows my mind is how the headline was the World Series booing and not the fact that Al Baghdadi is dead. That's not hitting the news as much as him getting booed at the World Series. Or Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to George Bush at a Cowboys game. All right? People, we're not dumb. Okay? We're not fluff. We care about national security. We care about the economy. We care about taxes. We care about health care. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Doesn't matter who you support. Don't lose your humanity. Don't let this game of, well, let's bash Trump. And what came out in the news? There was some fake news saying Cheetos is going to change its color so it doesn't resemble Trump. I mean, the stupidity, and I don't even know if that's true. That's fake news. But if this is what you and I are spending our days, spending energy on, and spending our attention and our media on, we're in trouble. Because I'm telling you right now, we have other countries that are watching us and they are just lapping it up and waiting for us to be at our most weak. They're not going to do it while Trump's in power because I think they know that Trump is throwing a tweet out there for the media to jump on and, you know, he's planning things and he's building up our military, etc. But be careful. Other countries are looking at this. And if they think we're weak, they will strike. And a lot of you guys haven't been around during a war. I really haven't either. I didn't really, you know, I really wasn't a part of the Persian Gulf War, so I can't really say I lived through wartime. But if any of you had, that is not something you want to live and see. Don't let countries think we're weak, even if you don't like a president. All right? You still show respect and you still show solidarity. And be proud that you're an American. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.